too. The cards never lie. 68 years earlier. In Amma's family, knowledge and secrets were fiercely guarded until the time came to pass them down to the next woman in the Trudeau line, or in this case, the next girl, because at 11 years old, Amma knew more about checking the swamp for gators and kicking the tar out of the boys than she did about being a woman. Women were old and ornery, like Mama and Grandmama. And Aunt Delilah, Amma thought, watching her great aunt shuffle a gilded deck of cards with her bony hands. The cup of hot lemon water next to her shook with every vibration.
I figure it's about time you stop reading rocks and tea leaves, Aunt Delilah said.
Amma stared at the floor, her cheeks hot.
The tea leaves were only the one time, and it was an accident. I was taking Mrs. Marshall's cup to the kitchen, and the leaves sort of talked to me. Well, that one time was more than enough for Reverend Marshall's wife, seeing as you told her about the good Reverend's lady friend and predicted his death 2 days before the man dropped dead. It could have been a coincidence, Amma suggested, hopefully.
He'd led an adventurous life, at least for a reverend.
And I could have been born with a voice like Billie Holiday, except that I wasn't.
Aunt Delilah stopped shuffling.
The reverend choked on a chicken bone, just like you said he would. Do you know what that means?
Amma shook her head. She wasn't sure she wanted to know. Her great aunt patted the seat of the wicker chair next to hers. When Amma sat down, Aunt Delilah leaned close.
It means you're a seer. If I'm right, which you know I always am, child, you're gonna be the most powerful seer since Sulla the Prophet.
Amma had heard her great-great-grandmother Sulla's name before. Every